Blog Talk Radio.
The show sometime, I'm going to go in there and start injecting it. We'll be ready for tomorrow when we fly it.
No, Chucky, check out my chicken defrosted in the sink. In the sink, I mean. So what is everybody else out there eating? Y'all let us know. Someone's going to be like, no. Don't tell us during the show. I'm hungry, so that'll like, not be a good thing. Okay, let me just tell y'all, I'm already irritated. You people over there working on the Uncharted game for PS Vita, I'm going to need you not to send a screenshot the size of a car.
Oh, it's going to get y'all.
Yes. I am.
Hey, don't get us wrong. They're beautiful. They're very pretty.
They're gorgeous. I'm very happy that you're able to achieve that kind of detail on a small screen, but you need to not send them over. We can't even show people these screenshots this size. We can't. Some of you won't wait for them to load. You'd be like, what's wrong with this site? Why is it loading so slow? Psh, I'm gone. So then what? What was the point in all that beautiful detail? Nobody's looking?
Nobody's looking.
Nobody is looking. It took me half an hour just to download them, not resize them. Download them. You people ought to be ashamed of yourselves. So people are like, well, where are they on the site? I don't know. Look, I don't know.
We don't know. We know they're somewhere there. We don't know.
No, I haven't put them up yet.
The site has ate them. Especially, there's so much news today. The site is like, oh, can't do it. Can't.
You know what? And now it's acting up for me.
Well, I'm glad it wasn't just me.
Not that I wanted to be either one of them.
Yes.
But it was doing fine for me before. It's like it got mad all of a sudden. When I said those screenshots, it was like, oh, too big. No.
Yeah, I told you. It was just like randomly eating my tags and whatnot. Or it would just randomly, like, I would save, and it would be like, okay, we saved. Oh, wait, no, hey, look, up here at the top, we've got a red thing telling you that we didn't actually save it.
Site not, picture's not saved. This is not saved. Ginger, what are you doing? That's the next note's going to say. Ginger, what are you doing?
I'm hacking it. Exactly what I'm doing.
Hacking it up.
China's taking over the world.
Oh, gosh. What is with all this news? I was expecting this news Friday.
I was not expecting it the day before Thanksgiving, but I guess it makes sense since the day after is Black Friday, and most of y'all, at least most of us here at the show, are not going to be here. There's going to be no show tomorrow. We love y'all, but sorry, we're going to be in turkey heaven. Well, chicken heaven, if you're with Corey.
Well, now, here's the thing. The PlayStation Vita put out a lot of news today, but it's not even out here until after February, so I don't know why they were going nuts.
They're gearing up for Christmas. It's exactly what they want to. They want people knowing that their system is going to be out, that their games are going to be out, and to save your money, don't spend it on this, that, or the other for Christmas. Wait until after the New Year's and get to play at the PS Vita.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly what's going on. They're trying to get it in your head. You don't want to buy this Xbox, you know, such and such. You don't want to buy the Kinect. You don't want to buy the Wii. You don't want to buy, you know, BF3 or Call of Duty or whatever. You want to wait for the PS Vita.
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
No, I'm saying I don't think so. This is just too much. I'm so mad about. I am mad about these screenshots. I mean, like completely. I'm gonna cut somebody. Mad.
Well, there is so much news out there today, and my nose is running, so y'all can have to forgive me.
You
gotta love it.
You stop it.
I'm trying.
No BNC. Where do we, look, and then there's more news.
Jay, are you having a sandwich? Is that what you're having?
This is the PS Vita news hour is what this is going to turn into. So, wow. And they just keep adding them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, where do we start?
Well, I have got all kinds of news. I actually have one pulled up that somebody sent me today, and it's not technically about video games, but it is about Kinect.
Okay. Continue. Right. I am intrigued.
Yes. Over on Popular Science today, they have an article called titled Remotely Operated Via Kinect Handy Robot Cleans Your House.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. A new household servant robot made by the world's largest manufacturer of industrial bots can help people with disabilities or limited mobility move things around. It's controlled via Kinect, with the robot aping the Kinect user's body gestures.
Isn't that kind of like cleaning?
sort of, yeah. Yaskawa Electric wants its SmartPal 7 to live in the homes of elderly people where it can assist with everyday clutter maintenance and a host of other tasks. It's a head-mounted 3D camera and an infrared sensor so that it can navigate a room autonomously. It has gyro sensors so that it can stay upright and orient itself, and its arms and touch sensor equipped hands make it safe for household use. The Kinect connection allows a distant user to control its movements. The robot follows a Kinect user's hand movements, but it figures out on its own how to mimic them by moving its waist, wheels, and arms. It will drive to an object and bend over, then pick it up and put it in a box according to the user's commands.
No.
Yes. I think this is kind of cool. You've got to be near the internet, probably, if you're listening to it. So head over to Popular Science Today and look this up. They've actually got a video for it. It's really kind of neat.
I'm just saying it's still like cleaning. If I got to do all the movements, I might as well just clean it myself.
Oh, this is true, but, you know, if you're an elderly person, you can't pick that up. You're frail. Maybe you're
trying
to a wheelchair or something, you know.
I like the frail comment. You're frail.
Yeah. Do you need enough potassium growing up or something? Not enough milk.
Potassium, oh, no. Well, EB Games, you're going to be on people's bad, bad list. They've apparently abolished their used games section. Canada's EB Games, which is part of GameStop here in the U.S., is making plans to remove the distinction between new and used games. Yes, that's right. You heard us right. According to some internal documents sent over to a name site, which will remain nameless, you know who you are, by an employee of EB Games, used games will soon be priced with the same white stickers applied to new products. The source also claimed that for games where new and used versions are available, EB employees are being instructed to hide new copies behind used games. Kotaku has approached EB Games, for comment, and the story has been corroborated by several other news sources or sources within the company. It says, we're told that we were to merge all used games with new games and have them sectioned off by one of four specific genres that they gave us. It told us that the new copy must be on the very bottom of the pile and that the used ones are stacked on the top and that we were to change all price stickers to the white ones. The source said that the price stickers will feature the words new or used, but suggested that these new measures will make it more difficult for the average customer to tell them apart. Now that you told us, I will be reaching towards the back. Thank you.
Yes. All right. So now exactly that is odd.
Well, the game companies will be happy because they have been griping for the longest that they don't like the fact that they're not making money off the used games, which I didn't understand. Don't people who, before CDs were nearly obsolete, didn't they used to resell CDs and the companies got residuals regardless of whether it was new or used?
Yeah.
So I don't know why game companies don't. I have no idea why that is. But in this instance, I'm not liking it because sometimes you got a pimply-faced kid in GameStop and he didn't check the game that somebody came to sell back and it doesn't work. And you go in and pick it up and then there's this whole argument about, we can't give you it back. We have to give you store credit. And you pick up another one and it may be bad too. It's just this, I don't think.
She totally just called you.
Well, yeah, GLaDOS has you, by the way.
GLaDOS, let go.
She wants you bad.
Get off me, GLaDOS. You cannot have me.
She loves you.
She does. They all love me.
Wait a minute. Does Jay Dukes have a sandwich? Let me see.
He said something about having a sandwich, and I don't.
Oh, God, look at that sandwich. He posted a picture of it.
Oh, did he?
Yeah. That's a good-looking sandwich, Jay.
Check that out. That is a good looking Jay, I don't like you no more. That look good.
Is that a red onion on there, Jay?
That looks like a red onion.
Crunch. Lettuce looks all fresh. We're supposed to be talking about news. Yeah, that's right. Y'all come here for news, don't y'all? Well, it is lunch with Ginger and Corey, so.
Yes. Was it my turn, your turn?
It's your turn.
Okay. I'm pulling this from GameOrics.com this morning. Southeast Asian game market worth $1 by 2015.
GLaDOS says no to you.
GLaDOS, let go. I will stab you in the face.
She's like, whatever, bring it.
I told her, I'll bring it. You won't like it.
All right,
GLaDOS, I'm still here.
Try it again.
All right. So Southeast Asian,
Southeast Asian game market worth $1 billion in 2015.
Wow. Nyco Partners has released its 2011 Southeast Asian game market regional report, covering the fast-growing geographical region that includes Indonesia, Malaysia, and the Philippines, Singapore, Thailand, and Vietnam. I swear I went to school. The report offers analysis on the online game segment, as social games and free-to-play online games are primary drivers for growth in these countries. The report comes to the conclusion that by 2015, there will be more than 100 million gamers throughout these six Asian markets, generating nearly $1 billion in revenue, and that each country has regulatory policies and government programs worth understanding. Vietnam has the most restrictive policies of all six countries. Unfortunately, to learn anything more, you'll have to shell out $5,500 for the 50-page report. The writer says, I suppose if you are a developer or publisher thinking of breaking into these markets, the report is worth every penny. $1
billion. $1 billion.
Yes. Did you do the little pinky thing?
I did.
All right. Awesome.
Billion. Try it again. Never mind. All right. Apparently, Kinect is, I don't know, Microsoft, I guess they're going for it. They've developed a new version of Kinect aimed at Windows PC applications, which will include a new mirror mode for close. Yeah, those of you who have been complaining that you can't be seen,
mm-hmm.
your spaces are too small or too big in some cases. Building on the existing Kinect for Xbox 360 device, they're saying that they've optimized certain hardware components and made firmware adjustments which better enable PC-centric scenarios, he blogged. Who blogged? Okay, who wrote this? Wow, interesting story. We don't know who said that, but somebody said that. New firmware, of course, which enables the desk camera to see objects as close as 50 centimeters in front of the device without losing accuracy or precision, with graceful degradation down to 40 centimeters. This will allow for more close-up use of the technology, as well as more as near mode, there are some simple changes too, like a shorter USB cable because, good God, that thing is long, and a dongle to improve coexistence with other USB peripherals. Eisler is the person that's saying this. Eisler, I'm sorry, we don't know anything else about you other than Eisler. He also mentioned the recent launch of the Kinect Accelerator Initiative, which will fund developers with Kinect ideas, and he says he can't wait to see what they, and maybe we, or you out there, come up with. I don't know if this, is this going to be applied to our games?
I don't know. That'd be interesting, though.
It would be. Well, we have a company that was making something that would help it work with the game, so maybe you can use that instead. It's not that expensive. You guys can go back to the podcast. You're off tomorrow. You're not doing anything. Go back to the podcast and listen. You're not doing anything tomorrow at all.
No, nothing.
Sorry.
All right. Launching the 6th of December, Xbox Live Update brings new entertainment experience to console owners. On the 6th of December, a brand new entertainment experience will debut on Xbox 360 through a significant Xbox Live service update, free to all console owners. The update will bring a newly designed user interface, dashboard, expanded voice control with Kinect, and the first group of new entertainment custom applications. Console owners around the world will feel like they have a new Xbox. The new dashboard is built from the ground up to take full advantage of voice control. Users will be able to effortlessly navigate through their favorite entertainment on Xbox 360 using voice or gestures with Kinect for Xbox 360. Speaking of entertainment, starting on the 6th of December and continuing on an ongoing basis through early 2012, a wealth of new content will be coming to Xbox 360. New customized applications for television, movies, internet, videos, sports, and music will begin rolling out from world-leading providers in more than 20 countries. Also brand new personal and social features, including cloud storage for game saves and life profile beacons and Facebook sharing, will launch with the 6th of December update, along with enhanced family settings. From game lovers to movie buffs, music junkies, and sorry, there's a fly just right in front of me, music junkies and sports fans, even more of your favorite entertainment content will come together on Xbox Live starting the 6th of December. All right, so this is awesome. This looks like we're going to finally start getting some of the stuff that we saw at E3 this past year. No, time for what, E3 of next year?
Well, there will be more things that we'll have to wait for a year to get.
I know, right?
Fantastic. All right, well, some of you have been sitting around, and I know you were thinking it because I was. You really want a jelly band, right?
No. Wait, what's a jelly band?
Jelly band is a colorful, enjoyable journey into the world of amazing sounds. You can create your own interactive jelly orchestra and get mesmerized by the soulful melodies that you create. Once again, meet with your jelly friends, and thanks to their help, you can remix the lovely tunes you know from the Jelly Defense blockbuster game, become the passionate conductor you've always wanted to be. Wow. And who wrote this? And get unlimited pleasure.
I know. What did he say? I know they sent us a lot out, but seriously, can they have, like, checked them first?
They have, like, yeah, people. This thing, it's worth pointing out that the original music from the Jelly Defense game is available as a digital-only soundtrack on iTunes. The album features 8 tracks and allows users to preview all songs before deciding to buy it for a mere $7.92, or it might be €7.92, quid, I don't know. The very same album soon will be available on Amazon. Yeah. You can also check this company out that created this lovely game on iDreams at twitter.com. Sorry, their Twitter account is twitter.com/iDreams. Then you have Facebook, iDreams.fan, and then on YouTube, iDreams Games. Yeah, it looks fun.
Mm-hmm.
Or it looks interesting. It's very colorful. It is available on the iPhone and the Droid, just in case you were not
aware.
Droid. Yeah. So it's interesting. I think the little people will like it. It's a bit costly, though. I don't know that. Yeah, I need y'all to bring the cost down. It should be like 99 cents, not 7. Considering, I know y'all enjoyed that cough I just did, didn't you?
Totally.
Mm-hmm. I know y'all did.
All right, I'm pulling more stories from GamePolitics.com. GameStop sued by former employee over uncompensated time due to security checks.
Oh.
Uh-huh. Video games retailer GameStop faces a lawsuit filed by a former employee who claims that employees who endured constant security checks during breaks and meals were not properly compensated for the time it took. GameStop has a policy of conducting mandatory security checks on employees when they take breaks or finish a shift. The lawsuit filed in California isn't about privacy or employee dignity, but about the amount of uncompensated time it takes. The main thrust of the allegations is that GameStop failed to provide employees with uninterrupted, unrestricted breaks for meals and rest periods. According to a California law, and in most other states for that matter, employers must afford employees a 30-minute meal break per 5 hours worked, as well as a 10-minute rest break per 4-hour shift. The suit also makes other claims, such as an uncompensated time spent undergoing security checks, no compensation for work shifts that exceed 8 hours, as well as not providing accurately itemized wage statements. In addition to seeking class action status, the suit seeks an hour's worth of pay for each day in which adequate meal and rest breaks were not provided, as required by California law. The suit also seeks any other damages as determined by the court. GameStop has not responded to the story publicly. GameStop, y'all should know better than this. I mean, I understand why y'all are doing it, but at the same time, really, are y'all hiring people that y'all just don't trust?
Well, you get people. Well, it's games.
It is games, and this is the same company that's had codes go missing out of boxes of games.
Well, they're not very. Sometimes they're good to their employees, but I think they've gotten worse over the years. Like at first, I heard that they got to go to a special event that was like E3, but it was just for them. And then it became, okay, you can only go if you're a manager, and only if you're a manager in a certain city. Then I know
Specifically, a couple of the GameStop, or one of the GameStops near me is constantly robbed. Thank God I've never been in there when it's happened. But they have a policy of firing the people once they get robbed.
Clear. Firing them?
Firing them.
It's their fault that GameStop got robbed.
You know, and honestly, if it was, you know, where it happened with one person repeatedly, I might say, okay, this is definitely you. But they're firing these people, so it's not like it's them. You can't even connect the dots and say it's you. You know, you're the linking factor. So it's happened to several different people there. That's why I have so many friends that used to work at GameStop, because I made friends with them and then they ended up getting fired.
Wow. So they got robbed.
Mm-hmm.
Probably had their lives threatened. And then you're going to go, oh, hey, by the way, you no longer work here.
You're fired. It's your fault. Now, I know
they're wonderful people.
And I know one employee in particular actually quit because they wouldn't let him bring his gun to work. And it was registered and everything. But he's like, I'm not staying in here. But he would have stayed. But
I think I wouldn't blame him. Were I working at a place that regularly got robbed, I'd want some sort of protection as well.
I would think they would just put somebody in the store. If it's been robbed the second time, you know it's a Target, it's a common Target, and it'll be robbed again this Christmas most likely.
Yeah. And especially during these times when you know most likely that it's going to be robbed, why not just go ahead and pay for security?
You put them right there in the store with a gun, say, okay, mm-hmm. A silent alarm would be good. You know, start taking some precautions.
Yeah.
And what's worse, there is a security guard there in that particular parking lot, but obviously they're not doing their jobs because it's a very big floor-to-ceiling window. You can see inside, so you have to know something's going on.
Wow, that's just nuts.
So maybe the security guard is the one letting it happen. I'm just saying.
Maybe.
You need to be looking at things.
Something, because this is ridiculous, people.
Yes. Well, Big Fish is moving on to Bigger Fish. Yes, Big Fish Games is the first publisher to win permission from Apple to offer a subscription service for its products. According to Bloomberg Reports and GI.biz, the Seattle-based developer will ultimately charge $6.99 a month for the ability to stream dozens of games through its official app. The service is for iPad only and will initially require Wi-Fi to play. There will also be a promotional period where a subscription costs $4.99 and an ad-funded free version that lets users play for 30 minutes a day. That's just wrong.
That is wrong.
He said it took longer than usual to be approved, said Big Fish founder Paul Phelan. They need to be convinced there's a reason to charge customers every month. Big Fish Games was founded way back in 2002. Way back. And last year, it booked $140 million in revenue. Phelan estimates that around 75% of its players are women over the age of 30. The company recently appointed former Amazon.com exec David Stevenson to the position of chief financial officer. Congratulations there, David. I don't know that this is going to go over well. 30 minutes? I would think you just let them play on and on. If you know, if it's ads, don't you get more ads in the longer people play?
Something like that, you would think.
That's what I would think.
I don't know. All right. What have we got? We've got so much news. It's so hard to choose which one I want to go with.
Yes, because we have tons.
All right. Well, we're going to go with more fights because I love me some fights. Ohio-based technology company sues Mini over interactive fitness patents. An Ohio-based technology company, Impulse Technology, has filed a lawsuit against multiple gaming companies were infringing on a motion control technology patented by the group in 1996. Impulse Technology claims that companies such as Nintendo, EA, Namco Bandai, Konami, Ubisoft, and Majesco are all violating the patent and should be fined for the infringement. Impulse claims that these companies have violated its patent for an interactive system for measuring physiological exertion, and that the patent clearly explains a system that measures users' activity through devices attached to limbs. These devices then send real-time data back to help form an interactively controlled video sequence on a monitor. The claim specifically names Wii Fit Plus, Zumba Fitness, Grand Slam Tennis, Dance Dance Revolution, Hottest Party 3, and UFC Personal Trainer as breaking the patent because they use a device such as the Wii Remote and Balance Board. Impulse Technology does have a device on the market called Interactive Fitness Machine. The company is also currently engaged in legal disputes with Microsoft over the Kinect motion sensing technology. It's going to be interesting. I wonder who's going to win this. I wonder whose patent came first.
Well, we knew there was going to be a fight.
Yeah. That'd be interesting if this little bitty company actually wins this.
Against Microsoft?
Yeah, I guess Microsoft, Nintendo, EA, all of these.
That'll be a whole David and Goliath scenario I would like to watch.
Yes, yes, yes. I mean, especially if they had something that was out first, if they had the patent, then all these companies could be in a lot of trouble. Then again, you know, they may just come in and swoop them up and buy them up and be like, all right, now shut up.
They could buy them or just pay them and keep them silent. I'll take $2.5 million, please, and I will be quiet.
Yes.
I'll change my company name and let us never speak of this again.
For $2.5 million, I will do a lot of things. So just, you know, hit me up.
Hey, you might ought to want to be careful about what you say.
$2.5 million?
Yeah, I ain't scared. How many times I got to do it? Five? I could do it.
I could do it.
All right, so leading casual games publisher G5 Entertainment today has announced that their game, Virtual City, is making its way to the Amazon App Store. That's right, Virtual City is a fantastic-looking, smartly designed, engaging city builder simulator with millions of players enjoying the superior strategy experience on various platforms. Virtual City is a must-have for every Kindle Fire owner. I'm going to need you to stop putting your name in the middle of the release, people. Virtual City allows players to construct their own city, developing it into anything from a suburban utopia to a bustling metropolis. To accomplish this, players must build houses, set up industrial buildings, create mass transit systems, and entertain their city's residents with parks, cinemas, stadiums, and events, much like SimCity used to be before they ruined it. Mm-hmm. Players must also manage production chains to transport goods and services to areas that require them and trade with neighboring cities. They must provide city services such as health care, public safety, waste collection, and recycling in order to keep their city's residents happy and healthy. While progressing through the game, players must balance time, income, environmental factors, population, and happiness in order to succeed while dealing with various political and economic crises and natural disasters. Some key features. 50 challenging levels in 5 settings, Colorado, California, Michigan, Montana, and New York, 18 distinct mission scenarios, more than 50 types of buildings, 25 types of goods to transport and trade, 7 production chains to master, 16 special achievements to earn, and tens of upgrades and buildings to unlock. Virtual City will be available on the Amazon App Store starting December 1st, 2011. The game, of course, again, is developed by G5 Entertainment. It sounds a lot like SimCity, but kind of scaled back quite a bit.
Yeah.
I'm trying to see if they have any screenshots because they sent none today. And apparently it's not just our site that's having issues. I think the whole web is being attacked.
I think it's just a lot of people are off today. So
the internet is under attack. You're probably right. I can see the screenshots, but unfortunately, people, I can't get close enough to let you know if it looks interesting. From this distance, it looks a lot like SimCity used to look before they decided to destroy the game completely. I'm going to need y'all to just let me. Okay, I do not need pictures of the iPad with the game on it. Why would I want to see that? Like, I can't see it myself when I'm playing it if I decide to play.
Yeah.
I'm assuming it's a free-to-play. They haven't mentioned the price, but then again, you know how they are.
Yeah, you know, some of you people, y'all really should mention the price. The whole just not mentioning it does not make your game free.
No, it does not make me want to grab it either, because as soon as I see, click here to type in your credit card. Okay, I'm gone.
Yeah, no, you don't need it, thanks, sorry.
I'm going to go, and it's been nice speaking with you. Yeah. All right, there's some other things that have come out today that we really don't need. Tekken Hybrid, the pack shots, yeah, thanks for that. Does nothing for us. Doesn't tell our peoples anything.
Mm-mm.
It's a nice cover, nicely done.
Yeah, that was one of the first ones I think I grabbed this morning.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, hey, look, it's Backshot. That's so nice. Can you give us something else?
Really? I'm like
And I think there was a video with it that showed somebody opening the package.
Yeah, because that's exciting.
Yeah, I was like, oh, hey, look, we get footage. Oh, no, wait. No, we don't.
Dad, let me go ahead and not do that. Yeah.
I know, because I opened it up, I was going to add it, and then I was like, you know what? No. No.
That's okay. That's, yeah, y'all go ahead and hang on to that.
Mm-hmm. All right, me and my AO, the fondest nostalgia of Angels Online.
Oh,
for 4 years, yeah. For 4 years now, the Angels Online MMORPG continues to dazzle players with its 2D anime-style package, packed with cool features, unique content, and special effects. From the start of its rich history and even to this date, Angels Online has and continues to share countless joys and experiences with its players. The many online events and festivities organized by both marketing and game developers helps contribute to the growth of Angels Online's fan base and develop the vision of building a safe gaming platform with a warm and friendly gaming community for all players around the world. To IGG, the launch of the latest Pharaoh's Lost Treasure in late October also marks Angels Online's fourth anniversary. 4 years of dreams, memories, and friendship. In celebration to this one-of-a-kind occurrence, IGG issued an invitation calling all Angels Online fans from all around the globe to take part in the largest event ever, Me and My AO. The event that takes place... I know, every time I hear AO, I'm thinking...
Animation Override.
The event that takes place between November 15th and December 5th gives players a chance to broadcast their joy and sweet memories of Angels Online through videos and game snippets, and to share those experiences with others. Entries may include battling for supremacy in guild battles, happy wedding celebrations, or the first team face-off with a boss. To capture the progression of players as they relive the good old glorious days of Angels Online and how each player builds and fosters their relationship with friends. Like how a cicada sheds its skin, a player's growth changes over time, outgrowing their former ignorant state towards a more worldly wise individual. Reminiscing in the past reminds players the importance of values and cherishing friendships, as such true companionship is not man-made, but destiny-decreed. The videos remind players of the significance that these values play in helping to make us better persons day by day. All right, so to learn more about this exciting event, you can log in to ao.igg.com. So it's kind of cool. All right, if you're an Angels Online fan, head over there and check that out.
They have had the most interesting, PRs. I was trying to avoid reading them. You did good, translating.
Yes. That one wasn't too bad. I had a couple of hiccups where I was like, wait a minute, that sentence makes no sense, but hey.
Hire a translator, so I would not try. You know what? I can't lie. I would try to use a translator to translate. It would just be horrible. It would be bad. So, but I try not to. All right. Apparently, it's nearly a 0 hour for Black Friday. I don't know why it's 0 hour. It's Wednesday, but people are already like, it's out of time.
Apparently Thursday doesn't exist.
Yeah, Thanksgiving. We just skip over that. Why don't we just put Thanksgiving together with Christmas? We'll make it 2 days. Let's just go ahead and move it. Yeah, it'll happen. But apparently Apple is...
My family did a little too much.
Well, no. See, it's 2 days anyway. It's just split in 30 days apart. If you put them together, then you're done at the end of the month. No more, you're done with them. But Apple, of course, is gearing up for Black Friday in a big way this year. According to reports from 9 to 5 Mac, they have disclosed their discounts for the MacBook laptops, iMacs, iPads, iPods, and other stuff, iStuff. According to leaked Apple flyers, the company will offer a $101 discount on Mac computers, bringing the Air down to a tempting $898 entry price, $41 to $61 discounts on iPad, depending on the size, and the smaller discounts for the iPod Touch and iPod Nano. If you've already got the Apple Gizmo of your dreams, there will also be discounts on first- and third-party accessories, including $11 off the iPad 2 smart cover. The discounts will still be available at both Apple retail. Should be available at both Apple retail stores and its online store. Apple has been teasing you guys for the past few days with its online Black Friday sale. So with Apple, it's joining pretty much every other retail in America with its Black Friday sale. It's a particularly rare occurrence for the company to offer any discount. You may be able to land some Apple products cheaper as new models are announced, but typically consumers have to rely on third-party retails to get their Apple fix on the cheap. And, of course, you got your Walmart who's saying, hey, don't wait in line. Don't wait in line. Come stand here. They lie. I'm telling you, if you go to Walmart, you're going to be standing in line.
Yes. I know. I need to hit the store sometime today, but I think I'm going to wait till, I don't know, if they can be open at midnight.
I am not going to the store today. I was going to go out to get biscuits. I changed my mind. I want to just make some. I'm not going out. I refuse to go out. You can't make me.
I was hoping not to, but I think I actually need a couple of things. I thought I got everything the other day, but I was wrong.
Pick some up for me.
Yeah. P2P mobile traffic gets throttled in Sweden, claims report.
Ooh, that's not good.
Not good. According to a new report on net neutrality from Sweden, users of mobile broadband services will be sad to hear that not all of their traffic is being treated fairly. While most internet traffic is left unhindered, a report from the organization responsible for Sweden's .se national domain reveals that some operators have been systematically slowing down BitTorrent transfers, while others are blocking them altogether. The report comes from the Internet Infrastructure Foundation, an independent organization responsible for operating the top Swedish domain .se and national domain registry. The new report called The Health Status of Net Neutrality, the Operator's Impact on Internet Traffic, examined how fixed and mobile internet service providers in Sweden regulate the flow of traffic on their networks. Tests were conducted by .se on the services of a dozen ISPs, and measurements were taken for three different types of traffic: standard web browsing, file sharing, and video such as YouTube. Oh, I'm going to kill your name. I'm so sorry. Jorgen Eriksson says, what is evident from the measurement results is that some mobile operators systematically downgrade user traffic, such as the file sharing protocol BitTorrent. Ericsson, who has been responsible for conducting the test, says that they found at least one ISP had blocked all incoming connections to torrent clients. The report concludes that interfering with BitTorrent traffic is a bad idea, since much of open software distribution relies on it. Messing with P2P protocols is also a problem because services such as Skype, Spotify, and Vodler use them to operate. If an operator attempts to limit these protocols and the operator's customers know that their internet connection does not give them full access to this type of service, the operator will lose the customers. The most interesting conclusion is that it is very difficult, if at all possible, to find information among operators about what they block or prioritize, says Eriksson. We know that mobile market players see it as an advantage to not be compared with others. There is thus a risk that even if the technical information is presented, it will be useless for those who do not have a deep understanding of how the internet is built. All right. We knew this was coming, though, people. We've been warning y'all. We've been telling y'all.
I feel so bad for poor babies.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people in that region use Skype for business. I mean, that's their only phone number.
I mean, that's what we use.
Well, we use it, you know, for this, but, I mean, that's all they use. We have an 800 number, you know, we could still talk if they decided that, well, you know what, I think our phone service is digital. Now that I think about it, ooh, bad. That's not good. Well,
not at all.
It's going to be an uprising. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Those of you who play Distant Worlds, be happy. The second expansion to this highly successful series comes amidst the same holiday season with extra savings. They're saying they have a massive holiday sale currently going strong. Now has never been a better time. Who wrote this? These people were like in a hurry this morning, I swear. They're like, I gotta go home and cook my turkey. Let me just rip this out. You know, you gotta write it out because we're good with y'all. So they're saying you can jump into Distant Worlds. The base game is on sale now for $26.99. With the expansion, Return of the Shaturi is $16.99. Both prices are for digital download, so that means both titles are selling for 33% off until January the 8th. So if you're a little busy now, you don't have to go get it right this second. As an added bonus to you existing Distant Worlds fans, through the duration of the holiday sale, Distant Worlds Legends will be priced at $5 off the regular price, or the same discount given to newcomers to the series who take advantage of our bundle discount. That means that anyone can receive the price reduction and buy Legends for $19.99 without having to purchase either Distant Worlds titles along with it to act it. Yeah. Note the Distant Worlds Legends requires the full Distant Worlds games to play, just like any other regular game. After the holiday sale, discounted pricing ends. Discounted World will return to its price of $39.99 for download and $49.99 physical, and the Return of the Shaturi and Legends will return to their normal prices of $24.99, but both expansions will also be available for $19.99 if purchased together with other Distant Worlds titles as a bundle. Distant Worlds, if you're not familiar with it, is supposed to be the highly anticipated second expansion to the critically acclaimed four-time space strategy game Distant Worlds. Legends is a huge step forward, which brings Distant Worlds universe to life. A new character system includes leaders, admirals, generals, governors, ambassadors, science, and agents, each which define abilities and traits and opportunities to advance and grow over time. Expanded gameplay for all existing races includes new race-specific events, technologies, and victory conditions, which create a completely different game depending on your choices. There's also an expanded tech tree, which awaits with dedicated carriers, cutting lasers, real guns, new planetary facilities and wonders, and much more, including a new hidden faction. Oh, it's hidden. It's secret.
Hidden faction.
Yes, it's secret. All right, this is a very long story, which keeps explaining more and more and more and more and more about the game, which is too much detail. You really don't care. You either want to play or you don't. But you can go over to their website. Let me see, matrixgames.com. They're the lovely people who created this, this game. You can also check out Slytherin.com. Yes, Slytherin, just like in Harry Potter. Slytherin. I think that's where they got the name. All right, so go ahead and check those out. See if you can pick them up, maybe for yourself. If you're looking for something different to play for the holidays, this will do it. It's cheap.
Apparently, yeah.
And it's not hidden behind a box of an old game. Ooh, burn, Evie.
All right, GamePolitics.com this morning. FCC's net neutrality rules officially in effect. It has happened, people.
We didn't get it in time, I guess.
Mm-mm. The Federal Communications Commission's net neutrality rules are officially in effect. The new rules for ISPs in the United States became official on Sunday, nearly 11 months after the Federal Communications Commission voted to adopt them in December of last year. The Open Internet Order requires wireless and landline broadband providers to make certain disclosures to consumers about the way they manage traffic on the internet from customers and comply with a number of other rules that are intended to preserve the openness of the internet. Oh, so maybe it's not such a bad thing? I don't know. Hold on.
Oh, no, this is not the same one I was thinking of a second.
Yeah, it's not the one I thought it was either. The FCC has detailed several methods of enforcing these rules, including options to file both informal and formal complaints with the agency against broadband providers that are allegedly violating the rules. The FCC can also commence investigations on its own if it feels the need. The FCC thinks that many complaints can be resolved without its involvement. While companies such as Time Warner, Comcast, AT&T, and Verizon, to name a few, have to comply with these rules, some have already taken the fight against net neutrality to the U.S. Court of Appeals and the District Court of Columbia Circuit. Earlier this month, efforts to nullify the law in the Senate failed to make it out of committee. Republican lawmakers see the FCC's new rules as an overreach by an agency that should leave the lawmaking to the lawmakers. Some politicians have even threatened to defund the effort, but so far have failed to do so. Republicans, sit down, shut up for a second. For one, I'm not too sure most of y'all even know what y'all are talking about. I'm pretty sure y'all have to hire younger people to run your internet handling. I guess we call them. Seriously, do y'all even know how to turn on your own computer? No.
Probably not.
No. And see, y'all can't even make laws that need to be made. Y'all are too busy fighting over stupid stuff. Leave my internet alone. Seriously, don't screw with my internet.
See, now you're done pissed off to Ginger.
Ginger.
It's your own fault. All right, we are out of here. Well, not technically. So I've got a few more minutes to stream for you. And because I just love it, I have to play it again. I'm sorry, y'all. I'll leave my dubstep.
Yes, here we go.
You guys had the best of Thanksgiving, remember? Wait, let me turn this down because I feel like I'm talking really loud. I know you can probably hear me, but I don't feel like you can. Remember, we will not be here at all tomorrow. You have a happy Thanksgiving, but there might be a best of playing, so you feel free to listen and laugh at something we did in the past or things that you said that weren't wrong. And hopefully we'll see you Friday morning.
Yes, Friday morning. We'll be back.
The belly full of stuff, and I may be eating stuff and during the news.
Oh,
it's my grandma's stuff and honey. Anybody got a good recipe for biscuits?
Yeah, you go to the store, you get the can, you pop the can open, you plop them on a thing.
Ta-da! Not going to the store tonight.
If you have any kind of cake, there we go.
the drop kiss, but I want actual kiss, not drop kiss. Is really crazy with the cutoff time. It's been saying, oh, you got 2 minutes left, and then suddenly we're just off the air.
I know. It's kind of being weird.
Lovely. Well.
Well, we have here what?
God, that story's old. Stop sending us old stuff, people.
They do. They do all the time.
We can't do anything with that business. What happened?
I got to do this one. I got to do this one.
What happened? What happened?
Activision banned 1,600 plus MW3 players for cheating.
Oh.
Ouch. This just came up on GamePolitics.com. Infinity Ward, the developers of Activision's Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3, announced via Twitter that it has banned more than 1,600 players online for cheating. Infinity Ward creative strategist Robert Bowling explained via Twitter what was going on. Any attempt to cheat, hack, or glitch in Modern Warfare 3 will not be tolerated. 1,600-plus bans issued, updates, and works. He went on to answer questions from followers about how to report cheaters from within the game.
Oh, God. They are serious.
They are serious. There's a button in-game after a match. He said, click on them in the lobby, and it gives option to view gamer card plus report player. Stats are always reported. We can verify and detect cheating without video proof. Bowling went on to say that there are different bans being applied to players based on the severity of their online in-game actions. Every ban unique to the level of douchiness of the offense.
Okay, really?
The greater the douche, the greater the link. Perma douche possible.
That's awesome. I don't even know what to say to that. I have no response. Okay, so what happens if it's just somebody that doesn't like somebody and they just decide, you know what, I think I need to just...
Oh, I think that's kind of the deal with them being able to go in and check the stats. If your chats have significantly changed all of a sudden out of the blue, say, you know, you're only getting, you know...
Yeah.
Your death-to-kill ratio is only like 5 kills, you know, every 1 death, or, you know, 5 deaths every 1 kill, and all of a sudden you're getting 20 kills and no deaths. No, sorry. Something's up.
I do believe some of you all need to be afraid, very afraid.
Yes, and they can probably go in and see what your running speed was, all this fun stuff. So, you know, you get those whole running hacks going on.
I don't understand what's the lure for cheating in a game. I thought, well, that doesn't...
The people like the God mode. They do.
I can see cheating a little bit while I'm playing The Sims City or something like that.
Yeah, I mean, but this is not like a competitive, SimCity can be competitive, but I'm saying it's not like you're there right then shooting somebody in the head. And that sounds horrible. But,
taken out of context.
Taken out of context. But okay. In these games, you know, you are fighting, your adrenaline's up, you're doing so good, you're kicking butt left or right, and then all of a sudden you see somebody just run by, they're running through things, they're shooting through objects. That ticks me off.
Seriously,
it's kicking off. If that's the kind of way to keep you from doing that, I will hunt you all the way back down to the spawn point and kill you repeatedly so you can't do that.
Well, I'm too busy looking at textures because I never see it happen. I always hear people saying, so-and-so cheated. You remember when the whole reset your router thing was happening with Halo? I was like, how do you do it? I don't even know how to do it. I'm such a good girl. I don't even know how to do it.
I don't know why people even want to. It just doesn't make sense to me. I want to know that I'm good because of my own actions. I want to know that I earned that score, that I earned that reputation because I am that good. I don't want it to be because, you know, I'm some kind of hacker.
Well, that's what she's saying.
Exactly. I mean, if you got to hack, you've got nothing. You don't even have your reputation if you have to hack.
True. you can't even brag about it that you had because you get perma-blocked.
Exactly.
Well, good luck to you guys out there, you cheating little so-and-sos. Okay, PlayStation Vita. Europe has launched, revealed their launch lineup, and of course they reveal it to us too because I'm so sick of every 5 minutes refreshing the page. There's a new one. There's a new one. The last one I just put up, if you're not on our page, if you just listen to us on your iPhone or on your Droid, is pop over to our site, check out some screenshots from Michael Jackson, The Experience. They just gave us Lumines. How do you pronounce somebody? Some people pronounce it Lumines, yeah. Some people say Lumines. I don't know. But they just gave us some screenshots because, hey, you just need screenshots of games you can't play for 3 months. I don't know about you.
Yeah, I know.
However, let me give you a rundown. Yeah, they're saying they'll launch with 12 first-party titles, including the previously unannounced MotorStorm or RC and Unit 13. MotorStorm RC is playable on the Vita and the PlayStation Network, so you can switch between the two. It was developed by a company called Evolution. Both versions will be sold at one price. You have your Uncharted Golden Abyss, which you heard me griping about earlier in the show with these ginormous screenshots. Really? Okay. You have your Wipeout 2048. We also have screenshots of that up. Reality Fighters, Little Deviants, Mod Nation, Racers, Road Trip, Everybody's Golf, Escape Plan, Gravity Rush, Hustle Kings, Top Darts. We also got some screenshots of that up. Don't ask me why. I don't know. Super Stardust Delta and make up the rest of the lineup with some social networking services such as Facebook, Twitter, and Flickr, and Foursquare also available on release. Zipper is also aiming for a release close to launch for its new title, Unit 13, which uses Vita's 3G connection to update users and leaderboards and content. Vita will launch in February 22nd in EU territory. So nobody's going to have it at Christmas. I'm going to need y'all to back it up. This stuff should have came out like a week before, week to 2 weeks before launch, because we're going to forget about them.
We are. But, you know, they're going to keep putting all this out again and again and again.
Well, people are, of course, commenting that it's an excellent lineup, but, of course, you have the one in there that's like me that says, yeah, the lineup might look good, but the Vita may still be the wrong device. So we'll see how it goes. I didn't know much about the 3DS, but I understood because I have a DS what they're capable of. Most people who never owned a DS don't get the thing behind the 3DS either, the things that it's able to do. And I've seen a PSP, so if it's based on that technology, I'm not knowing what it is that they're going to do that's going to blow me away. I don't know. Is there a camera on it since they have all this Flickr, Foursquare, or are you just transferring pictures from your phone? I'm just not sure how this is going to work out.
I don't know.
You got no clue either, right? Anybody out there just enlighten me? I'll go see if I can find some stats or something somewhere because it's just I'm not impressed, even with that lineup. I like Wipeout when I was younger to play in the arcade, but I don't know that I want to play it unless it's motion. You know what I mean? Unless it's motion control, you know.
Interesting that we're motion controlled, yeah. But I think I saw that one, and I don't remember it saying anywhere in there that it was.
Yeah, I don't know what y'all doing, but stop it.
All right. You said, sorry, go ahead.
Look. So I shrank down the Drake's pictures. Now they're really, really small, but they're still pretty. You all may not be able to see them. I don't care what you do, but they're still pretty, even small. They are ridiculous with this business that they were doing. God, it's Uncharted Golden Abyss. Go ahead and go over and check out the screenshots for those. It really is pretty, even with the screenshot smaller, but we had to make them that small, guys, because they gave them to us. They were ginormous. You all would have been angry.
Yes, yes. Angry. Angry smash. Don't smash our website, people. I will smash your
gamer smash.
Yes. All right, you Call of Duty Elite people. I'm still shaking my head at y'all. I don't even know what to think about y'all.
More?
Call of Duty Elite reaches 1 million premium members after 6 days. Hey, people, the service doesn't even work. More than 4 million gamers have registered for new online service to date. Activision Publishing announced today that it has sold 1 million premium memberships of Call of Duty Elite after 6 days. By comparison, the premium subscription services for Netflix, Hulu Plus, SiriusXM, and Xbox Live each reached 1 million paid subscribers after approximately 1 year. Since the Call of Duty Elite launched on November 8th, more than 4 million gamers have already registered for the new online service overall. Additionally, more than 80,000 Elite clans have been created, 100,000 user-generated videos have been uploaded to Call of Duty Elite, and the service has had more than 3 million daily logins. Bobby Kotick, CEO of Activision Blizzard, says, "The audience response to Call of Duty Elite's premium service has been beyond our expectations, and we want to thank Call of Duty players around the world for their unprecedented enthusiasm. The number of gamers who have registered for Call of Duty Elite further illustrates how this service is poised to redefine social gaming and set a new bar for interactive entertainment. The demand for Call of Duty Elite at launch was so overwhelming that for the first several days, the service did not perform up to our fans' standards. I want to personally thank our fans for their patience. Our teams have been working around the clock to get the service scaled up to meet demand." This is coming from Eric Hirschberg, CEO of Activision Publishing. "I'm very pleased to announce today that the service is now performing stably, and anyone who wants to try Call of Duty Elite is now able to do so. Due to the scaling challenges we encountered at launch, we are giving all Call of Duty Elite Premium Founder members an additional 30 days of the service free of charge." All right, so if you want to check out the service, which, you know, is pretty much Facebook for Call of Duty, you can head over to callofduty.com/MW3 or callofduty.com/Elite, which I have up on GameMatrix.com if you want to just go and click.
Well, some of you out there are going to be real excited to hear this. I think this was a good note to end on before we send you off to eat your turkey. You coding people like me will be very happy to hear this. Id Software has released the source code for Doom 3. Ooh. Todd Hollinshead, who's the president of ID Software, told our people over at GI.biz, they're telling us that the announcement was made via his Twitter feed last night. The source code was ready for release at the start of November, but there was a problem getting clearance from Bethesda's lawyers. The sticking point was a shadow stenciling technique discovered independently by id co-founder John Carmack back in 1997. Sometimes known as Carmack's Reverse, the technique was separately patented by Creative Labs in 2002. However, rather than wait for the legalities to be ironed out, Carmack chose to rewrite the offending code instead. And now the Doom source code is available on GITHUB.com. Go over and check that out. If I was... Let me give you the... Well, I wonder if I can paste this via our Twitter. I probably will. So if you are listening later on, and you probably are, you can go check through our Twitter feed.
Where's Snow when I need her?
Yeah. Right? Twitter feed. Ooh. Oh, wow. Okay, and with that, we are going to go because my hands are all red. I'm all embarrassed now.
Hilarious. Oh, my God.
Why are you so bad?
Me? I didn't say it. You did.
I said it by accident, but you just had to rub it in my leg, girl.
That was so awesome.
Am I crying going over well?
No, I'm still laughing.
All right, in that case, we're out of here. We will see you guys Friday, Black Friday. We'll be making fun of all you because we'll be inside where it's safe, huh? I need my glow sticks again before I go eat the turkey and work off these calories before I go eat. You know what? I will be having turkey. My grandma's cooking turkey.
Turkey.
I love you, Dana, but I don't want it.
cold, it is hot. Ginger.
Later, boys and girls. Oh, wait, no, I'm still here. Later, boys and girls. Did I mute myself?
Happy Thanksgiving.